Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad you're listening. Today's topic is freedom. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Freedom from Rules, written and read by Meg Booker. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him and your lives be built on him. Then your faith will be strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Colossians 2, verses 6 through 7. Parents quickly understand the necessity of rules in order to keep their children safe. When toddlers, the rules are simple, but often life or death. Rules like, don't run onto the street. Don't touch a hot stove. Don't run into a burning campfire. Don't jump into the water when you can't swim. Don't get lost. When they reach school age, the rules include manners, respecting their teachers and other adults in their lives, and things like honesty, studying hard for tests instead of peering over another classmate's paper. As they grow older, the rules become a more tangled mess of morality we ourselves struggle alongside of our kin to maintain. At any age, rules more often allow us to become the best version of ourselves, rather than inhibiting us from experiencing life to the full. A rule, as a noun, is defined as a principle or regulation governing conduct, action, procedure, arrangement, etc. As a verb, to rule means to control or direct, exercise dominion or power, authority or influence over, govern. The heading before today's verses in the NLT translation of the Bible reads, freedom from rules and new life in Christ. Jesus didn't come to abolish the necessary growth we obtain through following rules. He came so that we would benefit from complete obedience, even though we cannot obtain perfection this side of heaven. Christ Jesus makes up for our lack. Freedom from rules. Don't misunderstand why I have come. I did not come to abolish the law of Moses or the writings of the prophets. No, I came to accomplish their purpose. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Freedom from rules through Christ releases pressure of a burden we can never live up to. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice, willing to walk out the will of his Father to free us from the burden of our own sin and lack. Though our hearts are often in the right place as we wake each day to follow Jesus, we carry with us an entanglement of sin which trips into our daily lives and rolls over into our confession of them in the next. Grace-filled and unfailing in love for us, God made a way for us to be forgiven and a chance to repent, to change. A seedling planted in the ground makes its way up through the soil and breaks through to see the sun. Our lives are a continual process of blooming where we are planted. Paul uses the illustration of our being rooted in Christ, the Life Application Bible explains. Just as plants draw nourishment from the soil through their roots, we draw our life-giving strength from Christ. The more we draw our strength from him, the less we will be fooled or entangled by those who falsely claim to have life's answers apart from Christ. New life in Christ. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Today's key verses encourage us to keep straining for the light and to let our roots grow down into Him. Plants return year after year and spread out each time they come back to life in the spring. I like to plant things which tend to grow and spread without my lack of a green thumb to hinder them. What begins as a spacious garden soon overflows with fresh wildflowers. I love giving nature a space to take over in my yard and plotting out to pick fresh blooms each day as more and more cut through to the light of the sun. Our lives are new every day, just as God's mercy is new every day. He is faithful to complete His promise of our new life in Christ. We are a new creation in Him, and it doesn't happen overnight. A bulk of the change occurs progressively over time, season after season, and year after year. New life in Christ starts and continues when we acknowledge Him as leader over all we are and do, the Life Application Study Bible explains. Then we must accept His leadership daily by being rooted, built up, and strengthened in faith. Intersecting faith and life. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through Him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of His household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 through 20. Today's key verses talk of overflowing with thankfulness as a result of the truth we are being taught. Gratitude is a natural byproduct of knowing God. It's impossible to know Him and not be able to grasp gratitude, even in the worst and hardest of times. Today's beautiful verses, written by the Apostle Paul, remind us of the amazing gift we have as we embrace life within the love of Christ. If ever we feel burdened by rules, we can be assured the guilt is not rooted in Him. But freedom is. We are free to admit our weakness, run to Him in our lap, and know without a doubt He sacrifices His perfect life so we could live ours to the full. He is with us always. Release the pressure. Follow Jesus. Let's let our roots grow down in Him and our lives be built on Him. Let's embrace the promise Paul penned, that our faith will grow strong in the truth we are taught, and we will overflow with thankfulness. For further reading, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Galatians chapter 2, verse 22.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.